Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare not only for Shabbos Parshas Vayelach, but also for Shabbos Shuvah and Yom Kippurim, which follows. I'd like to share with you a number of thoughts regarding this time of the year, regarding the idea of Shuvah and Yom Kippurim. The first thought comes from Rav Schwab's Sefer on Chumash, thank you, in the Haftarah Parshas Shalach. As you know, the story of Rachav HaZayna is mentioned there in the Haftarah Parsha Shalach. And there we read that they redeemed Bechevel Vada Chaloyim. The two Meraglim who came to the house of Rachav HaZayna, Chazal identified as Pinchas and Kalev, were protected by Rachav HaZayna and then lowered out the window so that they could escape. Chazal say on that Rachav HaZayna used a rope and a window help them escape. Amar b'fanav and said to God, Rabbeinu Shlaimam, Shloisha chatasi lefanecha, b'chevel b'chaleinu b'chayma. I sin to you in my life's work as a zayna, with a rope, a window which was at this wall, because she would use this rope to raise people up to clandestinely come to her home for purposes of znus. So b'shloisha mechayli. So with these three things, the wall, the window, the rope, I am now doing a kindness, an act of kindness. Forgive me. And the Medrash ends, Umascharna Vlaza, Zachta Shiyotmi Mena Chesnadim, the Kayhanim, the Elohain, etc. The Shah makes a point. This woman was a Zaina. She had a bias of building a home in which people came through the front door and used it as a place of nus, just as Kalev. And Pinchas had entered through the front door. Undoubtedly, others did as well. It's a pella that she should say she'll do tshuva with the rope, the window, the wall. Is that the Aveira of the Zaina? Is the Aveira of the Zaina the access that some people had? The Aveira is with other parts of that building, other rooms in that house. It's another pella. The Schwab answers by explaining a yisayid that has to do with tshuva. He says, "Melamdenu yisayid choshev v'avaydes ha-tshuva." We learn from here an important yisayid for doing tshuva, and that is the following: every human being has the siyamis, has tests of certain areas of avaydes Hashem. When it comes to doing tshuva, we tend to try to take those most difficult areas and try hard to work on them, to say avidoy, to regret it seriously, which certainly is necessary. And then try to push back hard against the Yetzer Hara in the places in which we have failed. Says Rav Schwab, Tshuva tzei meches tamid. Tshuva sprouts always. Chelek ha-selam alakim ha-nisha sholem ba-adam. Not from the part of the person in which he has failed, but in that small part of the person which stayed sholem, which stayed perfect. Loi mechal kei ruchei she-nishchasu v'nitzbu la-yidei chatov. Not from the parts of the person which have already been defiled by his sins. What he means is the following. He says, Rachav HaZayna did many sins. She did many sins with the front door of her house. She did many sins with the bedroom of her house. She did many aveiros. However, in one aspect, she did a chesed. She understood that some people would be embarrassed to come into the house. She had a sensitivity to raise them through a window with a rope clandestinely. And although what she was doing was not a good thing, but in on the Shama, there was the spark of sensitivity in Bin Adam Machaveri. So she said, my tshuva has to begin, has to sprout from something pure. And that is from this rope, this window, this wall, the wall of the city where the window was situated, and lowering someone through there, using that area. Well, she failed. She brought people up this bus. But there was a certain spiritual sensitivity. Using that area for good, that is the seed from which all of tshuva sprouts. The amida shal tshuva shal kol yachid v'yachid. Rav Schwab explains that this is the tool of tshuva for every individual. Shad tshuva maskalas v'pasech tamid mitzelem alekim shal adam. The tshuva always begins from the part of a person which is pure. And in that way, person has to constantly try to use his avaida, the part of him which has a sensitivity from doing good things. And in that way, serve Hashem. For example, let's say you have a person who finds it extremely difficult to sit and learn. But in Ben Adam L'Chaveira, he's very kind to people. He goes and does chesed for others. He wants to do tshuva on his failure to learn adequately. What should he do? He should use chesed. He should go and make a seder with someone in shul who is behind, who finds it hard to make a leaning on a gemara. Someone in shul who doesn't know how to learn and is an oval. Go over to him and offer to learn mishnayos with him. He'll be eager to. You're doing it as a chesed. From that pure tzelem alakim, the desire to do chesed, will sprout a chizuk in serving HaKadosh Baruch. The pasuk says, "In yeh bidachacha b'fei Hashemayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alakecha misham yikachecha." If you will be pushed so distant from Hashem to the edges of the heavens, from there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather you in. Rav Schwab says, it should say, "In yeh bidachacha b'fei Haaretz." If you will be pushed to the distant corners of the earth, Hashem will gather you in. What is this Kitzei Hashemayim, the edges of the sky, the edges of the heavens? This is Rav Schwab, because tshuva begins from Kitzei Hashemayim, from the pure Nekuda, that little bit of a person which stays pure, that area in which he serves Hashem well. From there will sprout forth his ability to do tshuva. If you're holding on to the edges of the heavens, from there, strengthen your grip, do tshuva, and from there you'll be able to be matzliach. These are the words of Rav Schwab, written beautifully, and they come back to these sages Rav Pam used to tell us all the time, that a person's hatzlacha in serving God is to work on the things that come to him more easily, not to choose to work on the things which come to him with greater difficulty. States of the Yitzhara, to do tshuva in a way that's not sustainable, and that way a person will fail. Rather work on things that are sustainable. Be makabel smaller kabbalas, and in that way you'll have a hatzlacha. There are people who say that making kabbalas has no makar, is not really the source, the way to serve Hashem on these days. It's not true. It has a very solid makar. We know that the Torah authorizes people to swear. We also know that from Yidden don't swear. We stay away from Shavuos, from swearing. So why is it that we find that there's a parsha of Shavuos in the Darim and that great people in Torah, the VMX movement, did swear? The answer is, as David HaMelech says, David says, "Shbaki va'akayem al-lishmar mishpatei tzedkecha." I use the Darim and Shavuos to do mitzvahs. I make it a shvua to do a mitzvah. And that way, I keep to it. I'm sure in Parshas Matos explains that the whole concept of Shavuos in the Darim is found in the Torah, just so it could be used for doing mitzvahs, for being the kabbal, b'shvua, the neder, to do a mitzvah or to refrain from an avera. Mimela, this is the aside, we don't swear. But the aside of making kabbalas lies in the Parsha of Shavuos, in the Darim, in Shvati V'akayem al-Lishma Mishvatei Tzekecha. I'd like to move on to a second thought. On Yom Kippur, we know Avodas Hayayim B'Kayin Gadol. The work in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur is done through the Kayin Gadol. But Avodas Hayayim B'Kayin Gadol, the work of that day is done with the Kayin Gadol. We find, for example, that Trumas Hadeshim, the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, Sidur HaMa'areches, the setting up of the wood on the Mizbeach, things that are a hefsher, mitzvah, they're mitzvahs onto their own. Don't get me wrong. But they're a hefsher to the Avaida. They're incidental to the Avaida. Well, you need to have wood on the Mizbeach, so there's a mitzvah to place wood. These things don't need a Kayin Gadol. Even Siluk Bas Isin, the Rambam says, that when Shabbos fell, when rather Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, is a mitzvah to remove the keteres from on the shulchan and to put on new ones. That mitzvah didn't have to be done with the Kayin Gadol because it was incidental to Yom Kippur. It was not a Yom Kippur dika avaita. The Sameach, in the beginning of the 8th parak of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, asks that we find that the Rambam says that when on Shabbos, the carbon musaf of Shabbos was bought with the Kohen Gadol. Why? Yom Kippur has no carbon musaf shel Shabbos. It's incidental. It happened to fall on Yom Kippur. Why then is the Shabbos Dika Avaida done with the Kohen Gadol? It seems to contradict the rule of Avaida Sayyim, the Kohen Gadol. The Kavabi Gakashi. The Samech answers with the aside. The Pasek Yitzchak in his first Maimer on Yom Kippurim expands on this aside. And his aside essentially is the following. There are two types of ways to view Yom Kippurim. As a matter of fact, people in shul can be divided into two groups. The group of people that view Yom Kippur A in one way, and those B in a second way. A, the first way of viewing Yom Kippur, and this is not incorrect, it's technically correct, is that it is a day where we practice Sigufim V'inuyim, where the Torah obligates us to practice discomfort. V'inisim, as Nashi says, you should cause discomfort to yourself. And therefore, we don't wash, we don't eat or drink, and we don't wear regular shoes, etc. These are all part of the difficulty of Yom Kippurim. And many people, many good people, see Yom Kippur as a day in which we pain ourselves. They spend all Yom Kippur thinking about when the fast will end, if the shofar will be blown to the minute, or God forbid, not a minute or two late, because then the pain will be expended more than is necessary. And this is the Hamoinam, the Amoret, the average person's understanding of Yom Kippur. If that's Yom Kippur, then it has no connection to Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, it's totally incidental, because Shabbos has no aspect of Tziguf B'inuyim. The thinking people, though, see Yom Kippur differently. They see Yom Kippur as a day of Shvisa min Tarchei HaGuf, a day of rest, a day in which we rest from the physical needs of our body. Our body needs to be fed, needs to be given to drink, needs to be coddled, be washed. There are things we do for our body. On Yom Kippur, we try to be spiritual people. And we rest from this work, the work of taking care of our body. Therefore, we don't eat. Therefore, we don't drink. We try to be like angels, the marshal of Malachim, saying, Baruch Shem Tevay Machusay Lo'ilam Vo'ed out loud, wearing a kippel in the white image of an angel. It's something else. It's a different Yom Kippur. The Rambam calls the laws of Yom Kippurim Shvisas Osar. He doesn't say it's the day of Yom Kippur. The day of resting on the 10th day. Resting from what? Well, certainly we rest from doing work, but we rest from Tzarchei HaGuf, from the needs of our body. The person sees Yom Kippur as a day of Shvisa from Tzarchei HaGuf, as a day of their Haibinkeit, of being uplifted like angels. Such a person doesn't worry if the shofar is blown 2 minutes late. He's doing a malachim for another 2 minutes. Not a day of pain, it's a day of elevation. The Kohen Gadol was certainly on that madrega. But the Kohen Gadol brought the carbon musaf of Shabbos, he saw it as an extension of Yom Kippurim. And Kippurim is a day of rest from Tzarchei HaGuf, and so is Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Kippur go well together. But the Kohen Gadol, Shabbos, the Musaf Shel Shabbos, was not incidental to Yom Kippurim. It was a flow, a continuous flow of Yom Kippur. And therefore, Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. It's a day of resting from Tzarchei HaGuf. Rav Sameach explains, that's the reason we don't make Kiddush. When someone has to eat on Yom Kippurim, if a chayla needs to eat, a mitzvah for him to eat, he doesn't make Kiddush. Because the Kedusha Sayyim is not in the eating. The Kedusha, the holiness of the day, is in being elevated by not eating. And therefore, for eating, it's inappropriate to make a Kiddush for Yom Kippurim. This is an incredible insight into the value of Yom Kippur, to the way we should view Yom Kippur, the way we should see it. Halavai, halavai, we should be zaycha. When Yom Kippurim begins, Kol Nidre is supposed to be a moment of great elevation for a Jewish soul. It's hard. At Kol Nidre, we usually have stomach aches. We're very full with stuff. It's hard to feel like an angel. It's an Aveda. It's a tremendous Aveda. Yet a few minutes to Yom Kippurim at the beginning. start Yom Kippur a few minutes earlier, get to shul earlier, say Tefillah Zaka as one should. Try to prepare yourself to be an angel, to be an uplifted person, to be a person who sees the needs of the body as being external from the essence of who he is. He is his soul, his neshama, his intellect. God blessed us with bodies that we have to take care of. On this day we recognize that it's to be elevated, to rest, and tarchei hakuf. And with that I beg all of you to make Yom Kippur meaningful, to take upon yourself specific things, not big things, small things, small items, to improve oneself in the coming year, to be an oila, one who raises himself. Let us all help that the coming year, which is a frightening year, it's hard to daven without thinking of Eretz Yisrael. Likely that there'll be some type of a war in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Yishmar Yisbanu in Rakif. Avinu Malkeinu Hafer Atzasa Yaveinu. I think it's sure we should say it in unison, not just as another Avinu Malkeinu, because in this coming year, Hafer Atzasa Yaveinu is a very specific and necessary blessing. It looks like the elections inexplicably, we elect somebody who is clearly a Sfeina Yisrael, is not one who hates Jews, certainly one who has a dislike for the state of Israel. Hashem Yishmar Eisano, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu guard us. May the coming year be a year of Hatzlacha, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring from darkness light, from despair hope, from weakness in his service, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please blow a ruach of tshuva, spirit of return, so that Klal Yisrael, each of us individually, and all of Klal Yisrael as a whole, can become better Oivnei Hashem in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. A good Gevensh Yor to one and all.